Mistech is Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Zayin, three lines in the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Mebeis, and in the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hei Mebeis, we had a machlekes between Rabbi Yisin and Tanakama. As Tanakama stated, Hasecha Parah Mechaveir Veshid L'Acher, Umeisa Kedaka Yishav, Hasecha Shemeisa Kedaka, Vashel Yishalom Secha, that if Reuven rents a parah to Shimon, and then Shimon lends this parah to Levi, and if the parah dies in the Rishus of Levi, therefore the Secha would be Pata, because the Secha is Pata from Aitzin, but the Maisa the Shoel is Chayiv, and therefore the Secha would have to swear to Reuven that it was Mesa Kedaka, and the Shoel who is Chayiv Ba'insin would be obligated to pay Shimon for the value of the parah. However, on Rabbi Yisi stated, that it doesn't make sense that Shimon who rented the parah from Reuven will be able to profit, and therefore Levi who is a Shoel would be Chayiv Ba'insin, and he would have to make the payment and reimburse the value of the parah to Reuven. And our Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yisi, Halach Falei Rabbi Yisi, so Amalei Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Huda, Rav Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Huda, who of course Rabbi Huda was a Talmud of Shmuel, said to Rabbi Huda, Amr Lamishmei de Shmuel, that you told us in the name of Shmuel, that Cholokai Rabbi Yisi Aparushayna, that not only was Rabbi Yisi Cholok on the Tanakama in our Mishnah, but he was Cholok on the Tanakama in the first Mishnah of our Mafkid as well. And when the Mishnah on Daflam and Gimel Mabe stated that if Reuven was Mafkid of Behemo Kalim by Shimon, and then it was stolen or was lost, and Shimon decides that instead of swearing and being Pata, he will pay Reuven, then the din is that once they find the ganav, that Reuven was so happy that he was able to get his principal back, therefore originally he was makhtin in the kefil and dal of the hay to Shimon, and therefore Shimon would be able to get kefil and dal of the hay from the ganav. However, Shmuel taught us that Rabbi Yisi is even chilek on the Tanakama in the first Mishnah as well, and as Rashi says at the top of Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph, Apri Shreina Bishilin V'loi Ratzel Yishava, where Shimon would have been potter by swearing, and instead of swearing he actually paid Reuven. So Rabbi Yisi holds that even in that case Shimon would not be entitled to the kefil or dal of the hay, as Kate says that how could it be that the ganav would have to pay the kefil to Shimon Eliyachza kefil Bailim, and certainly the ganav has to pay kefil and dal of the hay to the original owner, and he would have to pay it to Reuven. And therefore, Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Yehuda, "What would your Rebbe state? But again, this din is halach kameisai. Do we also pass like Rabbi Yisi in the first Mishnah, or in halach kameisai, or maybe the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yisi in the first Mishnah?" And Amalei halach kari Rabbi Yisi apu Shaina, and Rabbi Yehuda told his son Shmuel that Shmuel holds that Rabbi Yisi was chaylik even in the first case and even in the first Mishnah, and Allah also follows Rabbi Yisi even in the first case and even in the first Mishnah. And as we know, Rabbi Yisi in the Mukra Imai, and the Gemara continues, Itman Nami, we also learned Amar Belezer, Rabbi Belezer states, Rabbi Yisi was chaylik even regarding the first Mishnah, and he also passes that Allah follows Rabbi Yisi even in the first Mishnah, and therefore the kefil would go to the Bailim and not to Shimon. However, Rabbi Yechon argues on Blazar, as well as Rabbi Huda in the name of Shmuel, and he states that even though Rabbi Yisi said a svara b'negeya our Mishnah that Ketzal Lo Isischer Peras Shechaveri, however that svara would not apply to the first Mishnah, as in the first Mishnah, since the Shomer didn't have to pay Reuven for the Gnei Vaveda, and he did so in any case, therefore by making that payment he bought the rights to the Kefil and to Dal V'Hei, and therefore we don't say that it's considered that he's doing svara b'Peras Shechaveri. And of course the Fizeh comes out, Rabbi Yechon holds that in the first Mishnah, all would agree, and once we find a Ganav, then when the Ganav pays Kefil or Dal V'Hei, it would go to Shimon and not to Reuven. And as Rashi says, that in the first Mishnah, the Svar is that he's Kain of Kefil, Mikara, Daitel Hachi, Asai Liyadei, as originally when Reuven gave this Kefis to Shimon, it was Eldas that if Shimon takes responsibility and pays him the principal, then he will Makna the Kefil and Dal V'Hei to Shimon. And the Gemara continues on a side point that Lemaisa Rabbi Yechon said, Moider Rabbi Yisrushayne because Shimon already paid, and it's mashma shilim in lay shilim lay. Now, Rabbi Yechon holds that the only reason why Shimon is kain of the kefil is because he actually paid Reuven for the amount of principal of the behemoth, and it's mashma that even if Shimon agreed to pay Reuven, but he didn't yet pay Reuven, then he would not acquire the right to the kefil and dal of the hay. But we previously saw that Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba said over in the name of Rabbi Yechon himself that loy shilim shilim mamish, that when the Mishnah mentioned that he had to pay, it doesn't mean that Shimon actually had to pay. Alakim and Shomar, already mishalim afapi shiloi shilim, that Shimon would have a right to the kefil and dalve, as long as he said and he took responsibility that he will pay, and even though he didn't pay yet prior to finding the ganav. And the Gemara explains, inachanami ema moyd ha'rabiyesi b'yoshena shekva omar reini mishalim, just like Rabbi Yechon explained that when the Mishnah said shilim, it doesn't mean dafka shilim, and it means that he said that he will pay. Therefore, when Rabbi Yechon used this term of shekva shilim, he was borrowing a term from the Mishnah, and inachanami means that he said that I will pay, and he took responsibility to pay for the principal and to reimburse Reuven for the value of his para. And Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel points out, in halacha k'Shmuel, that Rabbi Yechon Palagalah, that we don't pass like Shmuel, and Rabbi Yisi is not chaylik in the first Mishnah, and we pass like Rabbi Yechon, that Habehedi Amr Rabbi Yechon, Maid Rabbi Yisi Berishayna, She'enu Mishalom Misha Pekad Etzloi, V'kayim Olan Rabbi Yechon, the Sugi Ba'alma Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, halacha Rabbi Yechon, as we have a cloud when we have machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon, that halacha follows Rabbi Yechon, the Kolshkin Rabbi Lezer, the Talmud Katan, who legabe Rabbi Yechon, and certainly we pass like Rabbi Yechon against Rabbi Lezer, who was a Talmud Katan, legabe Rabbi Yechon. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Amal Lishtayim, Gazati Le'echa Mekem Mana, that if Reuven says to Shimon and Levi that I stole from one of you $100, but in the day is me kem, and I'm not certain which one I stole from. Oy aviv shel echem yken hifked etzli mono, but in the day ezu. Or Reuven says to Shimon and Levi, one of your fathers deposited with me $100, and I'm not sure which one of your fathers did so, and therefore I'm not sure who I owe $100 to. So in both these cases, neisel zemana v'zemana shahidim piatzmai, that since Reuven was meida, therefore he has to pay $100 both to Shimon and to Levi. And the Gemara will explain that even though the Gemara says shahidim piatzmai, which is mashma that he will have to pay midiraisa based on the fact that he was meida, however the Gemara explains that really he's not going to be chayim midiraisa, and it's only bibal batzitzi de shemayim. And we shayim are bothered that why is it that in the second case in the Mishnah we said that Reuven said that one of your fathers was mafka by me amana, if Lachari could have said that one of you were mafka by me amana, and I'm not sure who gave me this $100. Rabbeinu Yonason explains mishum de ochre musanaka de derechu di asmi b'mil davu and lo yodi, that it makes sense that Yisrael would know the business dealings of their father, and that's why they were not teveyah for moving directly. It's not going to be shkiach that they will forget, and certainly one of them will come and be teveyah their money from Reuven. And let's keep this in mind, that the first case that the Mishnah gave was a case of gzila, and the second case that the Mishnah gave was a case of bekadin. And the Mishnah continues, shnayim shefkidu eitzel echad zem manav zem masayim, if two people were mafkid by one person, one gave $100 and one gave $200, and for example, Shimon and Levi went over to Reuven, and one gave him $100 and one gave him $200, and then when they come back to collect their money, both Shimon and Levi claim that it was they that they gave $200 to Reuven. So in this case, Reuven will only give $100 to Shimon and Levi, and since there's a question as to whom the last $100 belongs to, therefore the last $100 would be Yehemunach Hachiyav Elio. And the Gemara will discuss what is the chilut between this case where we say that when there's $100 that you're uncertain about, it should be Yehemunach Hachiyav Elio, and the first case where it was a shaila as to whom Reuven owed $100 to, the Mishnah taught us that Reuven has to give $100 both to Shimon and to Levi. The Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Yisi states, Imkein Mahifser Amai, if we're going to say that each one of them will get $100 and the last $100 will be Yehemunach Hachiyav Elio, so the lawyer and the one that's trying to cheat his friend is not losing out, and there would be no incentive for him to be Maida, and therefore Rabbi Yisi teaches us, Ala Kol Yehemunach Hachiyav Elio, the entire $300 should stay on the side and should not be distributed to anyone until Elio comes or until one of them is Maida. The Mishnah continues, and instead of talking about a case of money, the Mishnah will now talk about Kalim. The Gemara will of course ask that L'chayr, why do we need the case of money and the case of Kalim? The Mishnah continues, V'chein Shnei Kalim, and also in a case where there were two Kalim, Echad Yafa Mana, one was worth $100 and was smaller, Echad Yafa Elvesuz, and one was larger and worth $1,000, and Shimon and Levi gave these Kalim to Reuven to watch, and then they come back to Reuven, and Zel'im Yafishli, V'Zel'im Yafishli, and both of them claimed that the nicer one and the more expensive one that was worth $1,000 belongs to them. And once again, Tanakama says, Neisus HaKotel Echemhen, you give the smaller one that's worth $100 to one of them, U'mutecha Gadol, Neisus HaKotel Lasheni, and then as Rashi says, you'll break the larger Keli and the more expensive Keli, and you'll make sure to give $100 of value to the second one that was Tavea, and Mashai Yemunach HaShiav Elio, and the rest of the money that's left over, which will be $900, will have a din of Yemunach HaShiav Elio. And Amar Rabbi Yisi once again said, Imkein Mahifser Amai, if you're going to do so, then the lawyer is not losing, and he has no incentive to admit that he's lying, and therefore you take both of the kelim and you take the full $1,100 of value and you put it on the side, or until the person that was lying actually admits, and therefore he will get the $100, and the other person will take $1,000. And Rashi explained that Lefita Tanakama, you actually break the second keli, and you give $100 of value to the second Tabea, and you give his $100 of value to Levi. And the Meiri points out, the only time that the Tanakama states that you break the larger kli is only if by breaking the kli you're not being mafsid the kli legamri. And for example, if you rip a piece of cloth or you break a piece of silver or a piece of gold, then the gold and zav and the cloth has intrinsic value, and therefore you're not causing a major loss to the owner. And even though the Meiri points out there definitely will be some sort of loss, as it's definitely more expensive to buy something which is a full item than to buy a part of an item. However, the Meiri continues, but the kli that we have a suffix about is a kli that if you break it, it will be mafsid legamri, nice and kashir, d'meya kotel and sheni, v'agodli himunach, it's like tzas b'dom m'shoitzi v'ktsosei ad she'av elio. And as he says, oyu spashu b'neim, either they'll make a pshara, oyu m'krenu, or they'll sell it, v'nois and shir, d'meya kotel and zeh, v'ashayi himunach, ayin sham. And our Gemara begins that from the ratio of our Mishnah that stated, omel l'shtayim gazat l'echem mekem mona, v'ein yidei ezu mekem, oyu ovim shal echem mekem hifkid etzli mona, v'ein yidei ezu, that nois l'zeh mona l'zeh mona, shohidu m'pi atzmai. So we see that even though it is mama mut b'safik, and Reuven really doesn't know who this money belongs to, the Reuven should really say a ma'aseh b'chaveiro l'raya. And even so, we say that we take away the money from Reuven, and Reuven has to pay both to Shimon and Levi. And we don't say that we consider the money to be in the chazaka of Reuven, and therefore you should not have to pay both Shimon and Levi, and you should be able to keep the $100 until Shimon and Levi prove that it belonged to them. And the Gemara continues, Vermini, and I'll ask you a stira from the third case of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah continued, Shtaim shafkidu eitzel echad, zem one of zem masayim. Shimon and Reuven were mafkid by Reuven a certain amount of money. One of them gave him $100 and one gave $200. Zeim mishli masayim, zeim mishli masayim, and they come to get their money. Each one claims that they gave him $200. The din is neisel zem mana zem mana, and certainly Reuven has to give $100 to Shimon and Levi. Vashay yimunach ad shev elio, but the last $100 is a suffix on, and therefore we say yimunach ad shev elio. And lechayr in the first case of the Mishnah where we only had $100, and the shayla is did it belong to Shimon and Levi? Then we should also say yimunach ad shev elio. The Gemara answers amulei, or some are not curious amulei, because we didn't have any amoraim that asked the question, and the answer of the Gemara is pekadna gezel karamis. How can you ask a question from the third case of the Mishnah, which is talking about a pekadin, to the second case of the Mishnah, which is talking about gezel, as gezel the avisur konsur rabbanon, that since Reuven stole the $100 from either Shimon or Levi, therefore although the din is that generally we say amaytim chaver raya, but since he stole this money, therefore the chacham knas Reuven, and they said you have to make sure to give $100 both to Shimon and Levi in order to be yaitzi yechiv ashava. However, bekadin v'lei avisur lei konsur rabbanon, in the third case of the Mishnah, where the case was where both Shimon and Levi left a pekadin by Reuven, and Reuven didn't do anything wrong, therefore certainly there's no reason to knas Reuven, and therefore on the $100 that's mutar b'safik, we say yehimunach ad she'av elyo. Gemara continues and asks that you're being mechal between the ratio and the sefer, as the ratio is talking about a case of gezel and the sefer is talking about a case of pekadin. But as we mentioned, that we have to remember that the ratio actually gave us two cases, and although it's true that the first case of the Mishnah was a case of gezel, but the second case of the Mishnah was a case of pekadin, and therefore the Gemara states v'rami pekadin al pekadin, Varami Gezel al Gezel. I still have a stira from the Rashi and the Mishnah, which also discussed the Pekadin, to the Sefer and the Mishnah that discussed the Pekadin. As the Gemara will mention a bit later, that we will also have a stira between the first case of the Mishnah that discussed the case of Gezel and a Mishnah Yevamis that seems to be Seisa our Mishnah. And the Gemara initially talks about the stira from Pekadin al Pekadin, and as we explained, the Tani Rashi, as the second case in our Mishnah stated, that even though Reuven didn't steal this item, he still is obligated to give Shimon and Levi $100. Vermini, I'll ask a stira from the third case in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated, Shnaim Shef Kidu, Eitzel Echad, Zem Mana, Zem Messiahim, Zem Mishli Messiahim, Zem Mishli Messiahim, Noisel Zem Mana, Zem Mana, Vashay Munach, Achia Vilio, and then the $100, which is Mutu Besafik, we say, Hey Munach, Achia Vilio, and Lacher, it is a stira between the second case in the Mishnah and the third case in the Mishnah. And the Gemara answers, Amirava, the Rav explains, Reisha Nasa, Kamishaf Kidu, Lebishne Krikais, that since in the Reisha, only one person was Mafkid money by Reuven. Therefore, Reuven certainly should have known who gave him the money, and Reuven should have been medayik more carefully, and therefore Reuven is pesheya, and that's why he has to pay back $100 both to Shimon and to Levi, since it's Reuven's fault that he doesn't know who he owes this money to. And Rava compares it to two people coming over to Reuven and bringing bundles of money to Reuven, and Reuven should have been medayik which one belonged to Shimon and which one belonged to Levi. And as the Gemara states, Havli lemedak, however, Sefer Naskamisha Fkitle Bekarachachad, in the Sefer where two people came over to Reuven and gave him a bundle of money, even if they actually tied it in their own separate bundles, but the Maisa, since they weren't makpid on each other and they brought it at the same time and they didn't make sure to get a receipt from Reuven or to at least make sure that Reuven knew as to which bundle belongs to Shimon and which bundle belongs to Levi. So Reuven certainly saw that Shimon and Levi trust each other, and therefore he wasn't medayik carefully as to which bundle belongs to Shimon and which bundle belongs to Levi, and therefore Reuven is not obligated to return the money to Shimon and Levi, and that's why we say that the last $100 should be emunach at Shev Eliyahu. And Rava compares this case in the Mishnah to a case where Shimon and Levi come with one bundle of money and they actually combined all their money and they gave it to Reuven, and as the Gemara says, certainly in that case lo havel medak, that Reuven had no reason to be medakdek as to how much money belonged to Shimon and how much belonged to Levi, since they both brought the money at the same time. The Amaluhu by the fact that I saw that you were makpin on each other and therefore you trusted each other, and no kapdino, do you think I should be makpin and I should have to be careful? Certainly I didn't pay attention, and it makes sense that I wouldn't know how much belongs to Shimon and how much belongs to Levi, and therefore we can't tell Reuven to pay both Shimon and Levi, and therefore he gives $100 to Shimon, $100 to Levi, and the last $100 where we have a suffix, that would be Hemunach Ashiavilio. And Ayin and Rashi do a Masal Sefer that since Shimon and Levi both were mafked their money by Reuven at the same time, and even though they were in separate bundles, however, Miu Kivan Shefkidu Zebbne Zer, Gilu Daitan Shlechashtu Zer Zer Loima, Shemachaveru Yitba Messiah. However, in the ratio, Rashi stated, the Chav Gabra Hifkid Etzloi, Havalik Shnaim Shefkidu Etzloi Bishnei Krichis, Kleima Zer Shlei Bibne Zer, and they didn't do it in front of each other, and the Havalik Lemedek, Mi Hifkid Etzloi Mano, Umi Messiah, and therefore Reuven should be Medaktik, which one gave him $100 and which one gave him $200. The Gemara now continues, Vrami Gezel Gezel, and we mentioned that we'll ask a stira from the first case of the Mishnah where Reuven said to Shimon and Levi, and I stole $100 from one of you, and I'm not sure from which one, and the din was, Nesel is that money, is that mine, Shahidu b'fnei atzmai, and therefore the Gemara asks, Tani Hacha, that we just learned in the first case of the Mishnah, Amal Ashtayim Gezalti Lechem Mekam Mana, Ve'ini Yedeya Ezim Mekam, Oye Aviv Shalechem Mekam Hifkili Mana, Ve'ini Yedeya Ezeu, Nesel is that money, is that mana, and of course this din is going back on the first case of the Mishnah, B'degei Gezel, Vermini, and I'll ask you a stira from Mishnah Masechet Yevamos that states, Gozel Echem Mechamisha, if Reuven stole money from one of five people, Ve'ini Yedeya Ezim Men Gozel, and he's not sure from which one he stole, and each one says that he stole the money from me, or as the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos states, V'chol Echad Ve'Echad Omer Oisi Gazel, Meniach Gzeila B'neihem, Mistalek to Reb Tafin. Reb Tafin says you will place the Gzeila between them, and you will leave, and we'll see what that means in the Gemara on Amud Beis. L'maisa in our Mishnah we stated that Reuven has to give $100 both to Shimon and Levi, since he's Mesupik as to who he stole the money from, and over here we see that Reb Tafin holds that all that Reuven has to do is take the amount of money that he stole, and he could place it between them, and he could be mistalik, and Alma Mesveka Le Mafkinu Moina, Varmina Ukur Moina Becheskes Mari, and therefore we see that even in the case of Gezel, we say the din of Amesim Mechavel Araya, and the Gemara continues and is bothered that how can you ask a stira from our Mishnah to the Mishnah Mesech Zivamis, if L'chari the Mishnah Mesech Zivamis specifically tells us that these are the words of Reb Tafin, therefore maybe our Mishnah is not going like Reb Tafin, and as the Gemara states, so remind him Asis and Hakar Reb Tafini, how do you know that our Mishnah is going according to Shita Reb Tafin, Dilma Rabbi Kivi, maybe it's going according to Shita Rabbi Kiva, and actually Rabbi Kiva states in the Mishnah Mesechet Yevamos that loizu aderech matzias midi avera, that is not the way that Reuven could get out of this avera by just placing the money between these people. He was not yoytzis chiv hashava, and Rabbi Kiva says ad sheyishal gzeil l'chol echav echad, which l'chir is exactly like our Mishnah, and it wouldn't be a stira. And the Gemara responds that we know that Reb Tafin also agrees to our Mishnah, the Tani al dahi, because regarding the Mishnah Yevamos, the Brisa states meid Reb Tafin ba'im l'shnayim gazat l'echem mekam mana ve'ini dey ezim mekam sheneisel zemana. Then in the exact case of our Mishnah, Reb Tafin agrees that Reuven would actually have to pay $100 both to Shimon and to Levi. In the similar case of our Mishnah, he would not be able to be Meniach Gezel B'neim and Mistalik. Therefore, there's a stira from our Mishnah to Reb Tafin's din in Masechet Yevamos. And Taisus points out that not only is there a stira between our Mishnah and the din of Reb Tafin in Masechet Yevamos, but there's a stira in Reb Tafin himself. As in the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos, Reb Tafin says, Meniach Beinayim Mistalik. And in the Brisa tells us that Reb Tafim would agree to the din of our Mishnah that Reuven would actually have to pay the money to both of the parties, and he would have to pay $100 both to Shimon and to Levi. Taisa says that we would still rather ask a stira from a Mishnah Masechet Yevamos to a Mishnah over here, and not from a Brisa. The Gemara responds that the difference between the din of Reb Tafim and Masechet Yevamos and our din is at a hasam to katavile, that in the case of Reb Tafim in the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos, we were talking about a case where all five of the potential people that Reuven stole money from, they came with Teveya Reuven. And as the Mishnah stated, Zel imi oisi gazel, vezel imi oisi gazel, was some girls, v'cholach v'achad amar oisi gazel, that all five people came with Teveya Reuven, and they said that you stole the $100 from us. However, hacha v'balot is de shemayim, in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah spoke about a case of amal shnaim gazat l'echem mekem mona ve'ini de ezmekem, and we said, neisel zem mona zem mona, shohidim piyatsmai, over there, Shimon and Levi did not come to Bezin and claim this money from Reuven, and Reuven actually came to Bezin and said that I stole money either from Shimon and Levi, and although I know that if they will be Tevei me, I could just take the money and place it between them and be Mistalik, however I want to be Balat Zidei Shemayim, and what is the way that I should do a proper tshuva? And Bezin says that if you want to do a proper tshuva, then you have to give $100 both to Shimon and to Levi. The Gemara explains, and I'll bring it right, and this is the case, as in our Mishnah we said that the reason why Reuven has to pay $100 both to Shimon and to Levi is because he was Hoida, and it's Mashma, it was only because he came to Bezin in order to be Balat Zidei Shemayim, but in a Chinami, if he actually doesn't want to pay, then Bezin would say to him that all you have to do is take $100 and put it between Shimon and Levi, and you could be Mistalik. And let's see Rashi, dealing Maschel, Hachel Balat Zidei Shemayim, Me'ele Bal Li Molech, Ma'yasev Lo Yonish, Dehashta Vade Amina Nidei Shemayim Lo Yotzes, Ad Shetitel Nishteyim, She'im Tehimun Echas Ad She'ov Lio, Nimsa Nigzal Mafsal Yotcha. Therefore, if Reuven is Eskos Shaila as to what he should do in order that he should be Balat Zidei Shemayim and not have an Einish, then certainly he should pay back both of them. Then Rashi says, Dekanami, the time of the Mastis and Balat Zidei Shemayim and Einish, Vloy Minadin, Minatoli Time of Bohidim Fayatsbai, Shloy Hoyodim Tevea Klon, Mashma Shu Bali Molech. And the Gemara continues, Omama, we just explained that the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos is talking about a case, the Katavale, that all five people that Reuven potentially stole from came with Tevea from Reuven, that he stole from them, and that he owes them $100. And the Gemara asks, Valor Matoyin, and what is the Gazan Taino? And the Gemara brings a Machlekes, Rabbi Huda Am Rav, Haloshesik. Rabbi Huda says the name of Rav, that Reuven was quiet, and Ramasa Am Rav, and Ramasa says in the name of Rav, Halotzaveach, that Reuven was screaming and saying that I only owe one of you money, and I certainly don't owe all five of you money. And we continue on Daf Lam and Zayin Rebeis, and Rashi states at the top of the Amid, Tzaveach, Amal Chal Echad, Eina Makircha, that Reuven says to all five of these people that I don't recognize you at all. And the Gemara explains, Machlekes, Manda Am Halotzaveach, Avashtika Koidah, Ramasna, who said the name of Rav, that Reuven was screaming, but he would hold that if Reuven would be quiet, then it would be as if he was Moida, that he owes all five of them money. And the Mefarshim have a Shaila, that L'chira, if Reuven would be quiet in front of all five of them, then it's impossible that Reuven owes all five of them money, and why would he have to pay all five of them? Therefore, some Rishayim learn that the Gemara means to say that if Shimon comes to Bezdin by himself and is to bear Reuven and said that Reuven, you owe me money as you stole $100 from me, and Reuven is Shasik, then Reuven would owe Shimon $100. And the Gemara continues, and according to Rabbi Huda, named Rav, that says that Reuven was quiet, that over here we don't say the concept that shtika is kaida, as Matzi Omer, the reason why I was quiet to all five of you is because although I don't know which one of you I stole from, but I do know that I stole from one of you, and therefore I couldn't be tzaveach, that I don't owe the money to any of you, and that's why I kept quiet, and therefore from his shtika is not a riot, he's being murdered to anyone, and that is why Lefi Rabbi Huda Rav, Rav Tafin holds that Menich Zeil B'neim Umistalik, even in a case where Reuven was quiet. And the Gemara continues, Amamad, Rav Tafin stated in the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos, Menich Zeil B'neim Umistalik, that Reuven takes the money that he owes based on the fact that he stole it, and he places it in front of all five people, and he leaves. And the Gemara asks, V'shakala Kula V'azli, could it be that any of these five people could take this money and go, but certainly the Nigzal will potentially lose out, and therefore how could Rav Tafin say that this is a prap hashava? If someone has an item that doesn't have a siman, and Reuven finds it in a place where it's mishtamek tzas, potentially he could think that someone left it there, then lechatchila, Reuven should not take it, as we don't consider a mitzia, as potentially the proper owner actually left it there and has intent to come back to get it, and if you will take it, you will actually cause him to lose out, as the owner doesn't have a siman. However, if Reuven actually goes and takes takes the aveda, then at that point he has no right to keep it, but he also has no right to just give it to anyone that comes and says it belongs to them, and he has to wait until the proper owner comes and brings edim to prove that it's his. Rashi says the haylo yachzir lo shehi shloi kama. It doesn't mean that Reuven should take it and he could keep it because it doesn't have a simin. Dami karbi suras liyadei, as lemaisa he picked it up isa as he should have left it there. Eminuachu, since it could have been placed there by the owner and therefore he shouldn't have touched it. Alma midim misafkala and demaninu. Therefore we see that if you have something which is a suffix as to who it belonged to, tzarich lanicha biyad mishehu achis baradava, then you have to leave it in the hands of someone until you are able to be mispara as to who it belongs to. Therefore, in our Mishnah, since Reb Tafrin is saying that you don't know who it belongs to, and therefore you only have to make one payment, so l'chayri, you should have to keep that money until one of the people that claimed that they're in exile brings edim that they actually were stolen from. And up until that point, Reuven should not be able to just leave it and let everyone fight over it. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Safra, Tani v'niach, and Ichanami, when Reb Tafrin said his din, he didn't mean to say that he placed it in front of the exilim and let them go and take it. But Reb Tafrin means that if Reuven stole $100, he'll take $100 and he'll deposit it in court. And then, of course, Bezalel will keep it until one of these five people will be able to bring a raya or bring edim that this $100 belongs to them. And Rashi is bothered that even if you're going to change the word of miniach in the Mishnah to viniach, but it still says viniach zela b'neim umistalik, and it's mashmur that at this point Reuven actually gives up the item and now anyone could take it. However, Rashi explains hadetani mistalik lav lishkalu inu v'lezlu. It doesn't mean that one of these five people that are claiming that the item was stolen from them could go and take it, and it also doesn't mean that Reuven gives it up and no longer has responsibility. Certainly Reuven has to keep it until he's able to clarify whose money it is. And when it says Lashem Mistalik, it just means that you take away the din and you place the money that potentially is owed to one of these five people in Bezin, and you tell everyone that you should clarify who it belongs to, and then you could take it. Rashi, and the Ravid states Amr of Safra v'yiniach pirish kulim yanichehu biyad bezin ad shiyodu le'echad, that all of them will leave the money in bezin until Reuven will be moided to one of them or they'll bring edim v'hadlei kama hachi yemunach ad shiyavaliyahu kediktani b'zeh mana v'zeh masayim uv'shnei kelim mishum nahasim biyad nifkad atzmi yemunach. The loshin of yemunach ad shiyavaliyahu refers to a case where the nifkad actually keeps the money, aval hacha tzarch shiyotzik zelim in tachz yadai. But over here, since Reuven stole the money, therefore he has a chiyav hashava, and the only way that he could be yoytzid a chiyav hashava is to place the money and deposit the money in Bezdin Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abai L'Rava, Abai said to Rava, Miyam Rabbi Kiva Loizu Aderech Metzias Medei Aveira Achi Shalom Gzeil L'chol Chav Echad. Then we stated Rabbi Kiva argues on Reb Tafrin, and he holds that in the case of the Mishnah Mesechta Yevamos, where Reuven stole money from one of five people and he's not sure who he stole from, then the din is they actually have to go and give $100 to each of the five people in order to be Maitzi Midei Aveira, in order to make sure they had a proper Hashava. Alma Misvekim Afkinu Mimayna. So we see Rabbi Kiva holds that even though there's a suffix, we still take money away from Reuven, and he has to give it to all five. V'lo Yamina Ukim Mimayna B'cheskes Bari. And we don't say that the din should be Maitzi Mechaveira of Raya. And the Gemara is a steer on Rabbi Kiva, as Vermini, we have a Mishnah in Mesechta Bava Basra states, Nafla Bayis Alav Al Iboy. If Rachel and her son Reuven were in a house, and the home falls down, and Rachel didn't have any other children, however, Reuven had stepbrothers, and therefore, if Reuven died first, then his stepbrothers would be Yerush, and if Rachel died first, then Reuven was never Yerush his mother. Therefore, Rachel's brothers would yashin her, and Rachel's ears would yashin Rachel. As the Mishnah explains the suffix, Yerusha ben Omrim ha'im meisi rishayna, that the Yerushim of the son say that Rachel died first. Therefore, for a moment, Reuven already yashin his mother. Now, since we're his stepbrothers and we're paternal brothers, therefore we yashin our brother. And v'yerusha im ha'im ha'ben meisi rishayin, and of course, the Yerusha im claim that Reuven died first, and therefore Reuven never received the Yerusha, and we have a right to yashin our sister. And the Mishnah teaches us that although there's machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in another similar scenario where a house fell down in Perek Mishameis, which is also a Mishnah Mesechta Bava Basra, she Beis Shammai im yachleku Beis Hillel im nechasu b'cheskasan, as in that case Beis Shammai stated the din is yachleku Beis Hillel said nechasu b'cheskasan. However, the Mishnah states elu ve'elu moedim shiachleku, that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, then this Mishnah the din is yachleku. V'am Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva stated moedani bezu she nechasu b'cheskasan. Rabbi Kiva said that I'm moed in this case that the nechasim should be b'cheskasan. Rashi explains afal pishani mishel b'shamai, even though I'm a talmid b'shamai v'oim b'shan afilu yachleku. In the Mishnah Mishameis b'shamai held that the din is yachleku bezu ani moed l'beisil. Over here I'm moed l'beisil she nechasim b'cheskasan. Rashi points out a pligi amroi l'maisel b'chlekes amroi b'cheskas mi. What does Rabbi Kiva mean that nechasim Hasu b'chaskasam, and who actually gets the nechasam, v'hasu b'farash taima, and over there the Gemara explains it, but b'negei agmara, all we have to know is that Rabbi Kiva paskins that nechasu b'chaskasam, and the chayrut is a steer from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva. As in our case, we said that when Reuven stole money from five people, then leizu aderech metzias m'dei aveir, actually shalom gzei l'chol chad v'chad, and you have to pay off all of the people, and we don't say that Reuven can claim ha'maitzi mechaveir l'vraya, and nechasu b'chaskasam, and over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Bar Basra, Rabbi Kiva says that moida shanachasu b'chaskasan. We do have a taina of amitz mechaveir ol v'raya. The Gemara answers amalei hasam shema v'shema. Mishnah Masechtas Bar Basra. We're talking about a scenario where the house fell down and no one really knows if the mother or the child died first. And since we're not sure who died first, therefore Rabbi Kiva paskin nechasu b'chaskasan. However, gozel echem mechamisha in the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, where Reuven stole from five people bari v'shema, then all five people are coming with the taina's bari, and Reuven is unsure, and that's why we say that Reuven has to pay back to all five. And the Gemara continues that you just told us that according to Rabbi Kiva, in a case where it's Shema V'Shema, then the din is Hamitzi Mechaveir L'Vraya and Nechasu Mechaskasan. The Gemara now asks a question on Rabbi Kiva from our Mishnah, as Val Mastis in the Hacha, our Mishnah over here states, Amal L'Shnaim Gazatel Echem Mekamana. Reuven said to Shimon and Levi that I stole $100 either from Shimon or from Levi, and I'm not sure which one I stole it from. Therefore, certainly Reuven is a Shema, and both Shimon and Levi are also a Shema, as the Gemara will explain in a moment, and it's a case of Shema Shemahu, Viktani, Naisla Zamana, Zamana, and even so, the Mishnah Paskin that you would have to give $100 both to Shimon and to Levi, and L'chayr, we said in the case of Shema Shema, the din is Hamaisi Mechaber L'Varaya, and the Gemara asked that how could you ask a question from our Mishnah on Rabbi Kiva? As a reminder, Rabbi Kiva, how do you know that our Mishnah is going according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva, and some agurist, Dilmer Abtafani, but I didn't taste the din of Maslow, my Rabbi Kiva, Vim Taima, Valakaman, who would our Mishnah be going like the Ikra Abtafin if our Mishnah is going like Abtafin? Koshkin Rabbi Kiva, Naisla Zamana, Zamana. Therefore, certainly Rabbi Kiva would hold that Naisel Zamana Zamana. The Yeshleim and Taisa explains that the Gemara's question is the Hachi Purushai in Ma'id Rabbi Kiva in Medina. How do you know that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva? And this is based on the standard psak Dilma Lotzide Shemayim. Maybe it's talking about a scenario where Reuven came to Bezdin and asked him what he should do in order to be Yotzei De Shemayim and to make sure he has a proper kapara and a proper hashava. The Gemara continues that we know that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, and it's based on a din Torah after Rabbi Taffin stated his din in the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos of Gozel Echem Mechamisha Ve'ini Dei Ezem and Gozel Ze'oim Oisei Gozel Ve'oim Oisei Gozel Menich Gezeil and B'neim Mestalik Divrei Rabbi Taffin and the Tani Lo Dahi. And as we saw at the bottom of Daf Lam and Zayin Manav, that we had a brisa that went back on the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos and stated Moed Rabbi Taffin Ba'im L'Shnayim Gezatel Echem Mekamana Ve'ini Dei Ezem Mekam that Nesel Zemana L'Zemana and L'man Moeda, and who's Rabbi Taffin being Moeda to? Lav L'Rabbi Kiva Ba'plute, must be that he's being Moeda to Rabbi Kiva, who is his Ba'plute. Therefore, we see that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva holds that this is a din Torah, and it's not only Lotzis Dechavasai. The Gemara continues to how can you ask a question from a Mishnah, or Maida Shema V'Shemahu? How do you know that we're talking about a case of Shema V'Shema? As although it's true that Reuven said, I stole $100 either from Shimon and Levi, and he's not sure that who he stole from, quite possibly Shimon and Levi are making a claim that we're worried that you owed $100 to us and you stole $100 from us. Therefore, you wouldn't be able to ask a steer from a Mishnah on Rabbi Kiva, as we specifically explained that according to Rabbi Kiva, the reason why he said in the case of Gozel Echem and Chamisha that you would have to pay to all five people is because it's a case of Bari V'Shema. The Gemara explains that we know that our Mishnah is talking about a case of Shema V'Shema. Number one, our Mishnah did not say that Shimon and Levi came and had a tefillah to Reuven, and instead Reuven went and said to Shimon and Levi that I potentially owe one of you $100 because I stole $100 for one of you. Therefore, we see our Mishnah is talking about a case of Shema V'Shema. Rabbi Kiva specifically taught us a brisa that expands on our Mishnah and tells us that the case of the Mishnah is where Reuven as well as Shimon and Levi all are uncertain as to who Reuven owes money to. Therefore, the Gemara is back to its original question. We have a stira on Rabbi Kiva from the din of Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, and the Gemara answers Hakim Nalav Balasidei Shemayim that in a chenami lichatchila emidin Torah, that since it's a case of Shem v'Shema, therefore the din will be that nechasim b'cheskasan, and we would say Hamoitzi Mechaveir L'Raya, and Reuven would take $100 and it will be Yehemunach Atchiyavi Aliyahu. However, since Shimon and Levi weren't coming to Bezin and being Tevei Reuven, it must be that Reuven came to Bezin and wanted to know how could be Lotzidei Shemayim, and therefore Bezin would paskin that in order to be Yotzi Yochiyav and have a proper kapara, then you have to make sure to give $100 back both to Shimon and to Levi. And the Gemara continues that on Lamed Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara had a question as to the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seif of our Mishnah, and Rav explained that the chiluk is Reisha Nasa Kamish of Kidaloi B'Shnei Krichais, and since Reuven definitely only stole money from either Shimon or Levi, therefore Reuven should have been more careful and should have been even medakdek as to who he took the money from. And therefore, it's similar to a case where Shimon and Levi brought two different bundles to Reuven at two different times, and they deposited these wallets of money with Reuven, and then they come to claim their money. Reuven doesn't remember who gave him how much money, and in both of these cases, it's Havli Lemedek, and therefore, Reuven has to pay to both of the claimants. And our Gemara states, Omle Ravina Luravashi, so Ravina said to Ravashi, Umiyam Rava, could it be that Rava stated, Kol B'shtei Krichas Havli Lemedek, that any time Shimon and Levi gave two bundles of money to Reuven at a different time, then Reuven should have been more medakdek, and therefore Reuven has to pay to both. But Rava said, and some say it was Rapapa, that all agree that if Shimon and Levi bring their animals to a shepherd, and the shepherd doesn't know how many Shimon gave him and how many Levi gave him, then he could just take all the sheep and place it in front of Shimon and Levi, and he could be mistalik. And as we said before, that Yaniach Rei B'nei mistalik, that he will be able to give it into Bezin and deposit it in Bezin, and then he'll be able to be mistalik from the Dintera. L'chari, why don't we say that in that case, since they gave it to him, he should have been medakdek, and therefore the shepherd should be responsible to give Shimon and Levi the full amount of the animals that they're being teveya. And the Gemara answers that Amalei, that Rav Ashi responds to Ravina, Hasan Kashivkita Be'edrish Araya Shaloi Midaitai. Over there, we're talking about a case where Shimon and Levi did not deposit the item directly with Reuven, who was the Raya and was the shepherd, and instead, Shimon and Levi came to the area where all the sheep were. They dropped off the animals, and as Tesis says, Klema Shaloi B'Yasha Sharaya, the Hashaloi Havalei Lemedak, that even though they potentially told the shepherd that they're dropping off the animals, and therefore he was makabel to watch them, but ultimately he didn't see how many they left there, and therefore you can't have a taina that Havalei Lemedak, and that's why Rava holds that in that case, the din is the Minich Re'ari B'Neim U'Mistalik, and in Rashi, Dil Masal, Kol Moidim, Mishnaim Shefkidu, that Rashi explains that when Rava stated, HaKol Moidim, Gavi Plukti Rav Tafan Rav Akiva, Itma B'Mesechus B'Chayrus, this is referring to Machlekes that we had in Mesechus B'Chayrus between Rav Tafan Rav Akiva, B'Negei Shnaim Shefkidu, Zet Le'echa V'Zeh Shnaim, Zeh'i Mishnaim Shli, V'Zeh'i Mishnaim Shli, that if Shimon and Levi gave their animals to Reuven to watch, one of them gave two and one of them gave one, and then they both come back and they claim that I was the one who gave you two animals and Reuven doesn't know, then all agree Shemaniach Rei B'Neim Mistalik, and as Rashi says B'hasam Shtrei Kichus Nano, and over there it's considered like two different bundles, V'afilu Kidai Zeh B'Fnei Zeh, and even if Shimon and Levi both gave the animals at the same time to Reuven, but it's even better than the case of the wallet, as Dovah Nirehu Mi Mevi Echad Mi Mevi Shnayim, as over there it's clear which one brought one and which one brought two. To Bishlem Megabe Kriches Moyes Hoyle De Ilav Ilu Truin Hu Shechech Mihipka Datsle Tzor Gadol Mitzor Katan. That Bishlem Begay Kriches Moyes, that we could say that if they would actually deposit with Reuven at the same time, then potentially Reuven could forget, as it makes sense at a later point he wouldn't remember who gave him the larger bundle and who gave him the smaller bundle. However, Avagabe Tloyim Milsa Muchach Has Tvei Begay Tloyim, it's even more Muchach, and therefore at least in the Havnei Gemara, the Gemara felt that Reuven should have been medakdek, and really Reuven should be responsible and be chayiv to give Shimon and Levi two tloyim each. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last case of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, "V'chein shtei kelim echad yafa mana ve'echad yafa elav zuz." The previous case of the Mishnah was a very similar case. In that case, Shimon and Levi were mafkin money by Reuven, and one of them gave him $100, and one gave him $200, and then they both came back to Reuven and claimed that they gave him $200. And the Mishnah stated, "Neisel zem mana zem mana v'ashayim munach ashiyav elio." And Rabbi Yosi argued and said, "In kei mahisr amay elah koyim munach ashiyav elio." We want to incentivize the one that's lying, and then the Mishnah brought the exact same scenario, and we brought the same achlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbeisi, and instead of speaking about money, we spoke about kelim. And the Gemara is bothered that why would we need both of these scenarios, and why would we have to bring down the achlekes b'negei money and b'negei kelim? And the Gemara explains v'tricha, and we need both cases. Diash bin hakamaisa, if we would only bring down a case b'negei money, so we would say b'hikam rabbanim mishum delekab seda, maybe b'negei money. The rabbanim said that we take $100 and give it to Shimon. Levi would get $100, and then the last $100, where there's a suffix, it would be hey munach, as ultimately you'll still be left with $100, and whoever $100 it is will bring a raya and eventually get his full $100. But in the case of kelim, where in order to split up the amount of money that is not in question, you would have to break the actual kli, and even though, as we explained from the Meiri, that we're only talking about breaking a kli, where it was gold or silver or some sort of cloth, and there wouldn't be a major loss to that item. However, there is definitely some diminution in value, and therefore maybe the Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Yisi that we would say hey munach hashiyav elio. The Gemara continues v'yitma b'ha, and if we say the case b'negei kelim, so b'ha kam Rabbi Yisi, maybe we would say it's only b'negei kelim that Rabbi Yisi stated that hey munach hashiyav elio, as otherwise you're causing a loss to the one that really owns this kli. Al b'hach im meidel Rabbanon, But in the case of money, where no one will have any loss, then maybe he'd be made Rabbanon that you give $100 to Shimon and $100 to Levi, and only $100 would be here Munach, Tzricha, and therefore we need both cases. And the Gemara continues on Daf Lamed Chesem now, for time of Rabbi Yisi, Mishum Hesra Amayu, that the Maisa, the reason that Rabbi Yisi said that we don't give the $100 to Shimon and we don't give $100 to Levi is because we know that either Shimon or Levi are lying, and in order to incentivize the liar to come forth and admit that he was lying, so Rabbi Yisi said that we won't give the money either to Shimon or to Levi. And L'chayu, why would it make a difference if it's by Kalim or if it's by money? The Svara Rabbi Yisi of Imkei Mahif Sedar Moi is still applicable. Therefore, how can you say that we would have a Hamina that Rabbi Yisi would only say is then B'negeya, the second case of the Mishnah, B'negeya Kalim, and not B'negeya, the case of money? Gemara answers, Ein Hachanami El Tavai L'Rabbanan Yisrach. Really, the reason why the Mishnah brought both of these cases is only in order to show us the Chiddush Rabbanan. Not only did Rabbanan state that then B'negeya Kesef, where there would not be any diminution in value and everyone would get the actual value, but even in the case of Kalim, where there would be a diminution in value, Rabbanan still said that we split it up, we would even break the Kali, even though there's a potential for a loss to some part of the Kali and part of the value of the Kali. And Belezu Afsuktani and Eina Chanami, really the Mishnah could have just given the last case of the Mishnah, B'negeya Kalim. And once we see the Rabbanan say the din, B'negeya Kalim, then certainly they would say the din, B'negeya Kesef. And the Mishnah is going with the Derech of Leizu Afsu, which is the Derech of Mishnayis in many cases. And we will stop over here.